Your taxes hold the key.
Property owners, your property tax for the 2016-2017 fiscal year is due April 1. However, you have until the end of April to pay and avoid a 10% penalty. Amounts to be paid remain the same as last year, as there has been no increase in the rates. Payments may be made in half-yearly installments on April 1 and October 1, or quarterly on the 1st of April, July, October, and January. Pay online at jamaicatax.gov.jm or at any of the 29 tax offices island-wide. Have the valuation number on hand when making the payment. For further information, call 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica. Hear your
tax. Hey, Uman, how are you doing inside yourself?
Please. Can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there.
Just memorize up, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
In today's program, we take you through the process of using the north-south leg of Highway 2000. This is Get the Facts. On March 23, 2016, Prime Minister Andrew Holness officially opened the north-south leg of Highway 2000. The new highway works differently compared to its east-west counterpart. Starting your journey on the roadway, your first stop is a toll plaza, but it's not to pay, at least not yet.
Let's say, for example, you're going from Caymanas to Miami Bay. You would enter the toll plaza at Caymanas, speak with a toll clerk there, and you would be given a card. And when you get to the exit toll plaza nearing Miami Bay, that's when you hand that card in. It will be inputted in the system, and at that point, you will be told your total toll charge, which is based on one, the class of the vehicle you are driving, and two, where you enter the toll road.
Director of Public Relations and Communication in the Ministry of Transport and Mining, Vando Palmer. However, if you lose the card, there's a cost for its replacement.
The card is the property of the toll operator, and that is why when you hand that card in at the exit toll plaza, it's not given back to you. So yes, the value of that card is really $2,000 for its replacement. So if you lose it, then you will have to pay for the replacement plus your toll charge.
Initial negotiations between the government and highway developer China Communications Construction Company Limited, CCCC, yielded a 25% reduction in the toll rates until April 23. The discounted rates are as follows. $915 for Class 1 vehicles, $1,837.50 for Class 2, $2,775 for Class 3, and Class 4, $450 for motorists traveling from Caymanas, St. Catherine to Miami Bay in St. Anne. From Linstead to Caymanas, Class 1 vehicles, $375, Class 2, $750, Class 3, $1,125, and Class 4, $185.50. Come April 23, motorists will be required to pay the full fee. The rates proposed by the Ministry of Transport include a charge of $1,220 for Class 1 vehicles, traveling the full journey from Caymanas in St. Catherine to Miami Bay in St. Anne. Drivers of Class 2 vehicles would pay $2,450, Class 3, $3,700, and Class 4, $600. On the Linstead to Caymanas route, the proposed toll rates for Class 1 vehicles is $500, Class 2, $1,000, Class 3, $1,500, and Class 4, $250. Negotiations continue with a view to arriving at an equilibrium toll that is economically viable for the toll road operators and affordable for the motoring public. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Join us again next time. I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.